12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Michigan seems like a dream to me now.
On the Jay Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline, we say hello to Pure Michigan and Nick Nerbon. How are you, my friend?
Doing fantastic. Great to be back with you, Mary Ellen. And I love hearing the note about that stadium in downtown Grand Rapids and our Amway Stadium for Grand Rapids FC. That is going to be so awesome to have MLS soccer right here in West Michigan.
Yeah, a lot of people are really, really excited about it. I was, sometimes when the sun is shining on the trees, it looks like somebody opened up a box of Crayola crayons. The colors they're just spectacular. I mean, I'm awestruck just driving around town. And it looks like it's going to be a decent weekend. What are you thinking for plans for this weekend?
Well, so I went down to Gilmore Car Museum down in Hickory Corners between Battle Creek and Kalamazoo down by Gull Lake earlier this week on Tuesday, and I just was awestruck by the drive. I mean, just over every little hill and around every bend and every farm, I took the back roads down, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to tell some people, drop what you're doing this weekend. Because I checked the forecast. It looks like Saturday is going to be a gorgeous day. And I said, look, this has been a unique year. We had a really warm September, and even in early October, we had 80-degree temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of delayed the colors a little bit this year. So if you're thinking, like, we're on October 23rd, and we're talking about peak colors, that's usually we're past peak by that.
That's a fact.
And so I think this is going to be the weekend. I know there's a lot of things going on, but try to take a few hours and get outside and enjoy these colors.
I agree, and come down to Fall Fest in Grand Haven, and then get in the car and head up to New Era for the Lewis Apple Orchard Adventure Farm and Zoo. I love that place.
Yeah, so I had seen this place, over the years, and I had never visited. There's a map on their website, lewisadventurefarm.com, and it has all of the different attractions that are within the gates of this place. We're talking about a ropes course. There's a camel barn, an otter barn, a deer barn, all kinds of other things to do, all kinds of family fun there, in addition to, obviously, an apple orchard and you pick apples. So that could be a fun destination for a road trip this weekend.
Yeah, I live in Grand Rapids, and there's always, like, that buzz of the city. It's just loud.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's loud where I live, and there's always that buzz. I've been doing something a little bit different. I've kind of been exploring, our parks and trails, and it's been awesome.
Well, I mean, in Grand Haven, one of my favorites is Rosie Mountain Natural Area. The trail, and it gets your heart rate moving because you have to climb some hills and stairs and all those kinds of things. I completely understand that. There's trails all up and down the lakeshore. What I was thinking about, too, is if you wanted to take a day trip, I mean, you could head up to Pentwater or Ludington. I mean, Ludington State Park has an incredible opportunity. That's a nice little day trip up US 31.
Yeah.
Go a little further up to Manistee, too. But up near Sleeping Bear Dunes, if you wanted to head up north this weekend, there's so many amazing trails to explore there, too. I just think it's the weekend to enjoy some of that beautiful fall weather.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because we had hail the other day out in Granville. So, it's nutso. It's rivalry week. Who you think's going to win, Michigan or Michigan State?
Well, I mean, obviously the Wolverines will be favored this year. The Spartans have had a little bit of a tough year.
Yeah, I know.
But, I'm a season ticket holder at East Lansing at Spartan Stadium, so I'll be at the game.
Awesome.
And I can tell you that over the years, there have been more than one example of a year where Michigan would be heavily favored and the Spartans come out and surprise. Well, but this should be the year? I don't know. My dad, who's a Michigan State graduate, is not confident. I asked him, I said, is there any chance? He said, I'm not really that optimistic. He thinks Michigan State's still rebuilding the program. I personally feel like this could be a good game, hopefully at least for the first half.
I certainly hope so. And it's a night game, which is always fun. It's always cool to be under those lights.
Yeah, that's the thing. With the beautiful fall weather we've got and all these opportunities to get out and enjoy Michigan, most of us will not miss this game. We will be watching this game. It's a popular thing to do. I mean, my mom, who went to U of M, she always was like, okay, she's not going to be a big college football fan, but on MSU, U of M, she would watch the game or go to the game.
Yeah.
And so this year, I know a lot of folks are wanting to see the game. That's the beautiful part. It's at 7:30 p.m. Enjoy some Michigan fall colors, then watch the game.
And there you go. And we've got coverage with the Spartan Media Network and online, too, at WGHN.com. You have a terrific weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, and go green.
All right, go green.